Good, we're good to go. Okay, to everybody. Well, just the three of us. Okay, we can make him a zoom in. To say the Shomer David. Fine, I'm not waiting. It's late already. I think we can start. Well, Baruch's here. For sure we can start. If Baruch's here, we're not too late. Okay, good. Fine. So we started yesterday speaking about some examples, what this means. Tom into you, Moshe Melakecha, brought from his own life, from particularly his mother, Avishalom, who was a very great woman. So she told him, we Jews and we have to do what we have to do. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Hashem and he has to do what he has to do. So I don't interfere in his world, I just do what I have to do. And we saw how she grew a mishpacha, a family in the midst of the worst, I mean, in the most unbelievable tortures and suffering and exile, and she was just carrying on doing what a Yiddish mama does. So because we wanted to carry on that today, Kuf Pei Vav, give a sense of what these high level, these very very high theoretical concepts he's talking about. How that manifests down here with real life practical people. So kacha. From the third paragraph there, Matko Zois Bechad Balayla Shabbos Nitzfosnu, Vagimim Machshmoy Aviru is Rubenoy Auschwitz. Most of them, they got caught, and most of them got sent to Auschwitz. Him and his father didn't. I'm not sure how. I don't know the story. Him and his father managed to, the brothers, I think it was three brothers with him. Somehow managed to escape and carry on hiding out. But his mother, who was then pregnant, she got caught and she got taken to Auschwitz. When they used to ask her, what were you thinking? How are you having children in the middle of all of this? She said, we're Jews and we have to do what's incumbent upon us and what we commanded to do. Hashem will do what he wants to do. No business shilly. Kach papashtes hi chai es haimuna hatmime Hashem isparach gam beito is tzore ki lo shale shalot velo daige ma ye u ma ye kare. That's how she lived in the worst situations. We'll see now what'll be, was, how, worry. No. She carried on growing her family. Abba Shalom, she was still alive when he wrote this. She saw the Yeshua. She eventually landed up living in America. She was redeemed there from Auschwitz. The Moiridika thing was, is Dafka Uvde Shaisa Matsavam Yuchad, the elder Shame Sahoisi, Dafka because she was pregnant and she gave birth to a daughter, to his sister, there in Auschwitz. Sham Nisposa Sham, the baby died there, Rahman Litzlan. Achle Dosa Hi Ashe Atsilu Isimi. But the birth is what saved her life. Birth is what saved her life. He told us that when she arrived in Auschwitz, so Mengele was doing all these horrific experiments and pregnant women and babies was something that he wanted. So instead of being sent straight to the gas chambers where everybody else was sent, she was sent to the infirmary to give birth. After she gave birth, they took the baby away. She never saw the baby. After they took the baby away, one of the nurses came to her and said, you better get out of here. He doesn't need you anymore. You, they'll just inject you and they'll kill you on the spot. So she got up and she went to hide. She found an aunt of hers or something, or a cousin, and she hid away from the Germans in Auschwitz. That's where she hid out. And she was in Auschwitz, but she wasn't officially reshumed in Auschwitz, and then she hid there. And then this woman shared a little bit of food with her, and that's how she survived. So she always used to say, I gave birth to all the other children. That child gave birth to me. That child was because of that child, because I was pregnant. That's how I survived. It had not been for that child, I would have been guessed as I arrived when everybody else got killed. So that's a peladik zach there. Like many people, they didn't talk too much after the Holocaust about what they went through. Ulam ani bezimanti shalti oitam lo achas ma'ayu chuchuseim bimei ha'emo. They didn't talk about it too much, but he said he used to ask them very often, what were you thinking? What were you feeling during the fear, the pachad? How did you go through that? Remember, we started speaking about, just to remind you while we're here, is what he was saying was, is that knowing the future doesn't always help you to be regular and calm now. When a person's in a matzav now, knowing that it's going to be better in a year or two or 6 months or whatever doesn't calm you down now. We spoke about that there is some aspect that it can. But generally speaking, when a person's finger slammed in the door and he's screaming from pain, telling him that he's going to get his finger out in 3 minutes and it's going to be fine, and don't worry, is it right now? So you're in pain. So if you think the pain's going to carry on forever, that makes it worse. And if you know it's going to stop, it does make it a bit better. But at the end of the day, you have to deal with the matzav now. That's what he was talking about. So we'll see how this threads out soon. So they didn't speak too much, but he used to ask them about it. What were you feeling? The fear, the terror. Ratziti ledazo is kedei lelmod et hadoy lelmad et hadoy saboim oides hashkafosom haitne shesiyai b'yodam lishro. I wanted to be able to pass on to the next generation, my children. The hashkafa that my parents had that enabled them to continue lishroid vanikalem koyach lintoded gam b'matzavim hakashim b'yoyses sh'orvo alayim. That they should have the kalim, that they should learn from our parents the kalim, how you deal with the most difficult situations. That situation, what they went through, was wow. That was you can survive that, you can survive anything. If you're kind of there intact, then there's very little that's going to maziz you. So you wanted to know, how did they do it? So you can pass it on. Once I asked my mother, Ima, Aim cheshavta be'emes shanu nishreid ad l'acha milchama? Did you really think we were going to make it and survive until after the war? In the middle of the war, you were growing a family. You had four more children during the war. Where did you find the koich to bring children into the world and look after them? People today manage to go into depression from having one child that they can't take care of with in Gan Eden we're living in today, with all the machineries and the helps and whatever, these kids can't survive. There was a young couple just starting out their lives, and in the middle of what was probably the world history's worst nightmare terror situation that you could conjure up, and she's having children. Having children is one thing, but you have to take care of them. You have to feed them, look after them. They get sick. What were you thinking? I mean, it's mind-boggling. I mean, every time I've thought about this often. We spoke about it often. I still can't confess it. But anyway. It wasn't like you were doing nothing and all you had to do was worry about feeding and looking after your kids. People were mamash up to their eyeballs and just trying to survive, just a bit of food for themselves, a bit of bread, where to sleep tonight, where to hide out. In the winter, the European winter, you're sleeping in bunkers, you're sleeping outside in forests. What were you thinking? So listen to this answer. We Jews. And one of the things a Jew has in Munni is Tchias HaMaisim. Yeah, that's one of the Yud Gimel Amin, Ani Ma'amin, that is Tchias HaMaisim. Yeled Einu Rak Yeled Bolam Hazeh. This child's not only your child in Olam Hazeh. Yeled Shalcha, Yishalcha V'Netzach. This child that you bring into the world is yours forever. Now, sometimes you might think that's dealing with teenagers, you might think, well, that's not such a brocha, you're going to be stuck with this kid forever, all eternity. but that's the vote. Ani malik des achelek sheli b'shutfus. I'm in a partnership here, so I did my side of the partnership. Shagimul shutfin haim be'odom. Oviv ima v'kodesh b'ochu. Every person has three partners that brought him into the world that continue to maintain him. Your mother, your father, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As betachti b'Hashem, I trusted in Hashem, she'imole ezchel koi al atzad hatov b'yoisa, that he'll fulfill his chelek in the partnership the best that is possible. U'mashu yase yeh tov b'yoisa, whatever he does, that's what's best. So I did my chelek, I'm a partner as well, I have also my job description, so I did what I have to do. And I trusted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his job as best as possible. That's just very straightforward Ashkofa. Nothing complicated, nothing, Chakiras, Lomdas. No, I'm a Jew, and a Jew has imun in Tchias HaMeisim. This child is not your child just for you. We don't live here. We're temporary residents here. We live in Olam Haba. And you do what you have to do. And then Hashem, for sure, will take care of what he has to do. He'll do the best he can. Whatever he does, there's the Achitov. That's, you have to grow up with that and have that inculcated into you on a day-to-day basis. You know, what do you do if you didn't grow up with it and you didn't see it, you didn't have it? So that's why we're here. We're trying to take little, you know, if you can't get a loaf of bread, then you take pirurim, you take the crumbs. You know, you go look around and see if there's some crumbs left from the last generation that we can hopefully, you know, that can nurture us through the soonest we're going through. That's how I grew up in my parents' house. It's a shkofa hazu and chalti lava. This hashkofa I handed over to my children. I was very happy that they also got it. They all got it. His daughter's the big, she's the big hemshech of his Torah, Rebbe Neustadt. You know, she's famous today. She's the big, she and her son-in-law, Rebbe Neustadt, they mamash got, they got his Torah. They got that hashkofa. I'm not saying the others don't. I don't know the others so well. I only met the sons. The first time was by the Hespedim there. So I don't, he says they got it, so they did. But Rav Neustadt I've met and I've been with him a bit on a seminar. And of course, he's Rebbetzin. Rebbetzin Neustadt is world famous. She's the Hemshech of his Torahs. So so they got it from him. One of his sons was waiting for the, his wife was pregnant with their third child. Everyone was waiting, you know, when your child's having a child, so you know you're sitting and you're waiting when you know waiting for the phone call. So one morning the phone rings and it's his son, and he says to him, "Abba, magieli mazel tov. Ah, Boch Hashem, magieli mazel tov. Reshalti ma noilad lehem. Ona li bni." So I said to him, "So what did you have? What's the first question you say? What did you have? Is everybody okay? You know." So he said like this, "Abba noilad li yeled bal neshama gevua miyuchedes." Gave birth to a very special, very elevated, unique neshama. "Upol b'mecha chetzi shah bo'ilam hazeh, ma'ash aneshim acherim po'ili b'meshach 90 shana." He managed to achieve in this world, in half an hour, what most people take 90 years to achieve. "U'gvaras tafkidoi v'olu chazor l'olam emes." He finished his job in half an hour and he went back to olam emes. Zu hashkofas haTorah. Yeah, you just had a child, yeah, and Rachman Litzlan, after half an hour, the child dies, and you phone your father to say, "Wish me mazel tov, we had a wonderful baby, the mamash, unbelievable neshama, came down here, a very unique neshama," because it's true. He was only needed to be in this world for half an hour, whatever the tikkun, whatever he needed for half an hour, whatever, and now he's gone back to Olam HaEmes. Mazel tov, that's mazel tov. Okay, so you're going to be holding. But he said, that's Hashkofa Satoira. Zu Hashkofa Mitis. Kefi Shoim Rashi HaKodesh, Kol Ma Shiyova Alecha Kabel B'Tmimas. Whatever happens, accept with Tmimas. Zu Meshimas Chayev Shel Yehudi Ala Admus. That's the way Jew has to live. That's the way Jew has to live. Now, theoretically, we understand that. Intellectually, nobody has a problem with that. No one. Because we know that HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochol. He's also Oisav Yaseh Kol HaMaasim. And we know that he can only do good. Hashem can't do anything bad. And the Vak is it. So we know that theoretically. So theoretically, this is not so shocking intellectually, for sure. You had a baby. The baby died after half an hour. That's the best thing for everybody as a Vaita. Yeah, but we know that we don't live like that. Because there's a major gap between our betochen and our emuna. The emuna we have. The emuna is sichli. But the actual betochen, to live with that trust and to feel that, zeh darge mod mod gavur. And like he said, his children got it, and they inculcated into him, and they sorry, I'm just sorry. One second, I'm sorry about this. Sorry about that. So that's the vote. don't when you hear a thing like this, you go, yeah, that's not, that's for them. I was a mother kashua lie. I'm not, and then we just leave it alone. No, you have to take the theory. Intellectually, we know. I call me Shemayim, I call it Tova, but the body doesn't always agree, you know. You can be lying in bed at night worrying about how you're gonna pay the mortgage tomorrow, and intellectually knows, I call Tova. The money will either come or it won't. If it comes, beset. And if it doesn't come, so then I'll sleep on the street tomorrow night or whatever, God forbid. But yeah, that's what Hashem wants. Intellectually, you know, it's fine. And you look down below the neck and your stomach's rumbling and your chest's mamish pounding and your blood pressure's gone. We know that. We've all been through those situations, yeah? So what do? You dump it. No, don't dump what you know. You have a story like this. You go, very nice. That's her. But Mazak Ashur alive. That's okay. Those are the big tzaddikim in the world. So it's not got nothing to do with me. So what's it got to do with me? There's a lani. No, take what you know, take what you have, and then slowly, very slowly start practicing on the things that are shaft to you. But just because this seems so far away and so big and so ridiculous, don't just dump it and say, hey, well, it's all shaft to me, and you carry on living your life as an apikairis. No, this is wow news. I feel very grateful that I'm part of the same nation. There's people that I've shaykhs to. This is family of ours that are holding there. I'm very proud to be part of that. I'm nowhere near there. I know where I am, and where I am, that's where I strive to go a little bit more, little bit. But don't get wiped out by the enormity of the ideal. Very important to remember that. Okay. Abba Zichroni Brocha Yagam Hu Dmus Yehudit Miuchedes. My father also was a unique Dmus of what a Jew is. Where Yehudi. Shemonosa loy poske kol oda is an ishmas chaim bapov. His imunu was there adasov. But kolatula is shaova lo zaz mi imunosa tmima afilu kamola nima. No matter what he was going through, but his imunu tmima never got moved. Kershelechdenu al yedea nazim, when we got caught by the nazim, duma ya ki ilu akol abud. Seemed that everything was lost. You get captured by the Nazis. So that's game over. Ulam Abba Shlo Iberes Bitchoyne Bashem, Nemalet Beemza Derech, Vatzlich Benisi Nisim Limtzoe Tanu L'Achemika. His father managed to escape on the way. I don't know what the story was there, and he managed to find the four kids afterwards. Unbelievable. They got caught. The mother landed up in Auschwitz. The father managed to escape and reunite with his family in the middle of the war. Kwasafatanum is Arbe Yelodov, the Kane Ochte Dodot Sirot, the Kachnilat Nimlatnu. He found him, Israel, and his three brothers and two cousins, and they escaped. Histarnu by Budapest, Mukhapsimka Goyim. They hid out in Budapest, pretending disguised as Goyim. Vachitanim lo yoida mu'umal yudatam. And his little brothers didn't know anything about the Yiddish. They didn't know they were Jewish. It was too dangerous for them to know they were Jewish. They were too young to play the act. Rakoti shitif abi besoda gadol, Yehudi manu. Me, my father, revealed the secret, be Jewish. She yisi bemechetzosa shel abba, bederoseinu bekoy mashlishis. We lived on the third floor in Aldira. There was with his father. V'chayisi yachad imoyes kol tlois hamachteres hamroisaya. We lived there with the whole machteres, the people hiding out in the bunkers and whatever. Abel oichol alishoyes b'mokom tzofuf v'hoim kamit latziburi. He couldn't. His father couldn't be down in the bunker, the safer place, because it was just too tzofuf, whatever, to be in the public miklat there. When you're surrounded and you're in a bunker, tzafuf with goyim and whatever, you pretend, yeah, how do you do mitzvahs? How do you keep it from doing a virus? The little kids he left down there in the miklat. The little kids didn't know that they're Jewish. There was no chashash that the children would get into any trouble. But he went and hid out somewhere else. But Hanukkah, al shnat 44, nipola patzatza al abinyan, ubenisim nisim nitzalnu. A bomb blew up the building, and there were mamish miracles they survived. Ulam, the raseinu nerchovo, the building was ruined. Vainu mochrachim leredet lemiklat. We had to go down into the miklat to go join the other three kids that were down there in the miklat. Haise sham tzvifus noira. It was terrible, terrible luck, mamish squashed, terrible, terrible. Gorusham goyim rabim shel naatzu l'shkav ha'echad samuch mo'od l'sheni. The tulam amish like sardines, like amish packed together, lying next to each other. They're in the miklat, yeah, day in and day out. Ulam lo yisalanu breira, but they don't have a choice. Well, what can you do? That's what you have to be. Keshapetzia boike harishon the shoysanu b'miklat. When the first day started, the first morning we woke up, on the first day we were there, alareyon b'leiv abba. So his father got an idea. Huitchase b'smichose. He went under the blanket with Rabbi Zriel. He put on tefillin and he davened there in the miklat with all these goyim and everybody in this tzafuf environment. He's lying under the miklat and pretending to be sleeping, and he's putting on tefillin. Unbelievable mesiras nefesh, risking his life day in and day out. He used to take him under the smicha and he used to daven with him. Abimais is a sikun rav, obviously enormous sakana. Why he was taking the sakana and whatever, otpam, I'm not asking, or dealing with the lachik shalas, yeah, why? It's because they had a shmad, maybe you have a chiv, ichvesnisht, I don't know, I'm not going into understanding of the halacha, maybe, I don't know if you're allowed to masakan yourself like that, I'm not, and a little kanes laze. Agoyim choshvu amnam she'anu yishenim, the goyim thought they were sleeping, ulo manasines maseinu besomach mo'od lehem, we did it mamash very close to them, v'abelo nitra, he wasn't bothered. Yom yom el palalnu, b'shabbos kodesh hayim alabed oti, al shabbos v'kodesh v'maski li lo leher, lelo reherev, shani yudi, v'alai lishmo b'kol libi es mitzvah shabbos. You see, still he must have known how to do this well. He wasn't shoving it down his throat. He must have been a moedik machana. Unbelievable to think of this man. Balabos. Talmud chochem, balabos, of Isaac. U'chashash kol hazman sheme yomut. He kept fingering that he was going to die. You have to prepare your children. You have to teach your children. So he kept instilling him the inspiration for Shabbos and Halacha of Shabbos. And you're a Jew, and giving him the foundation of what it means to be a Jew. This bond of Torah. He was worried. Who's going to teach your children Torah? Someone has to teach them Torah. So he chapped Iran. The bombings were very, very heavy. He was standing on the steps to the bunker. One of the bombs landed near there, whatever, and he was unconscious. It must have from the explosion, whatever, and he fell from the steps, and he was unconscious. Took him to lie down, and slowly he regained himself, whatever. He felt better. He called me and told me to come here into the bed. The same way they did every day, used to go under the blanket with him to daven, and he said to him, "Karati lecha kani rotze lismoch lecha es tzavosi achreina." He felt he was dying. He said, "I'm calling you because I want to give over you to my last will." Haytiaz el ben shesh. He was 6 years old. You know, you're only 6 years old today. Anybody got a 6 year old running around the house? I'm trying to imagine where we come from. Umamad zen nechrat amok belibi. This penetrated very deep into his heart. Mechaz ayemed leneged einai ki ilu itrachesh hayom v'retat v'oyvebi kefi she'oyvebo bo'isam raga ayma sham mitachas nismichosa. You imagine 6 year old. His father's telling him, "Listen, I'm giving him a last will and testament." V'koyeh dvorim amatritim. This is what he said to him. V'ni ayeka v'ni olech lemut. My beloved child, I'm about to die. He actually survived the war, but at that time, he didn't think he was going to survive. My strength left me. Your mother's probably not in the world anymore, because he knew that whoever got to Auschwitz, the chance of them coming out of there were more and more katani, especially somebody who went there pregnant. The chance of surviving were efforts. Don't worry. Listen, I'm about to die. You're 6 years old. You've got three brothers to look after. And your mother's probably not coming back, but don't worry. Hashem is the father of Yosemim, and he'll take care of you. You don't have to worry. You're in good hands. You have to just make sure that you stay strong. The war's going to stop soon, and Mashiach's coming. You have to look after your three brothers. And you have to teach them that they're Jewish. You have to hand over the Messiahs. Hina elu shmoseim ha-yudim. Yeah, all their Jewish names. V'abba mosoli es shmoseim alachi yitzchak tzvi abachaya v'yichil. Those are his three brothers, handed over to them their names, and these are their names, because they didn't know that they're Jewish names, they're Goyish names, and these are their names, and I'm about to die, and you're taking over the family. So good luck, but don't worry, because Hashem will take care of you. That's a six-year-old. Imagine getting that message. Not a six-year-old who's living in Manhattan, you know, in a penthouse. We're talking about in the middle of the war. There's a process there. Ada yom ani mitpayem umitpael lenechach emunoso atstrufa shel avi zichron levrocha. Ada yom hazeh, I'm still awestruck by the imuna of my father. Yudim mishnoisav atzirois, he was a young man. Who continued to try and mishtadel to keep the mitzvahs as best as he could under those horrific, horrific conditions. When he thought he's coming to the end, he's not asking questions. He's not behelam. This is what Hashem wants. He's not worried about his four little children not to become orphans. He gives them chizuk and he strengthens them. He tells them that you're Jews and explains them what there is. Hashem is praying on them. We call Rod, don't worry, Hashem will take care of you. That's how he lives. Liboy regua, like Yankov Avinu in his time. Yankov Avinu was able to go to bed, to sleep at night, and to live and to die totally at peace, full knowing what we were going to be going through. He knew exactly what his grandchildren were going to be going through, Doris. The only thing that he couldn't reveal to them was the kites. But everything else he knew. He had access to all the knowledge. So was Avram Avinu. Hashem showed Avram Avinu all the Doris. The Inquisitions and the pogroms and the Tunfus Rufus and the Auschwitzes and Akol. And he lived at complete peace with it. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, that's unbelievable. Yeah, he lived at peace and he died at peace. Yaakov Avinu died completely. He was completely at peace with everything. Because I call it from Hashem, so I call it Tova. You're leaving your children with somebody you can trust. You know, you're going on holiday for 2 days and you leave the kids with your mother, you know. So you're not so busy, anxious, worrying, you know, like you can't sleep and now what's with the kids? No, you know, the kids are with somebody that, you know, that she brought you up. She'll look after the kids, you know. If you can take care of you, she can certainly take care of your two monsters. And you go off because you can trust the person. So he may as well. It's like he was leaving his kids for a day or two with his brother to look after them, you know. Completely regular. Ze imuna, that's imuna, that's betochen. His ratzois v'haskoma lekola shekoyri v'bli lishol shelot. To be maskim with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, for sure we have to daven. Of course we have to daven. That's another story. We'll see how that is davening fit into all of this. Tzad kashe, if you have to maskim with everything Hashem's doing, why are you davening to change it? You know, God forbid your next door neighbor is sick, so you have to maskim. Yeah, kol tovah, that's what Hashem wants. So why are you davening that should get better? Why are you arguing with Hashem? Every tefillah is a machlokes with Hashem. You say Boinu Yerushalayim, Hashem says Lo Rotze. Yeah, but you have to. But it's good. You should maskim with Hashem. Why don't you go to Hashem? Davening should look like Hashem. I agree with you that Yerushalayim should be a chuva. Hashem, I agree with you that all the sick people should be sick. Hashem, I maskim with you that all the pain and the suffering and whatever that I have there, and askim achol akol. Thank you, Hashem. You know, total obedience and thank you very much. Why doesn't tefillah look like that? But yeah, no. But yeah, why are you studying to change anything? Why do you have to go to doctors? Why do you have to? We have to deal with it. We've mentioned that many times. The two big problems you have when you start becoming a Baal B'Tochen and you live at that darga is why are you davening and why are you making studies to change anything? If they're kolot tovah, not in it's kolot tovah, I have to maskim with it. I agree with it, but I'm asking you to change it. It seems a bit mad. I agree with you 100%, but please stop it. You know, no, they have to understand. Feel a little bit deeper and understand from Hashem's perspective what's going on here. Okay, but that we'll have to deal with. Well, that's he's left them in safe hands. Of Umona, his ratzo is vaskoma lekola shekoyrim bli lishol shelo. Zokim bepashtus ubeshleimus shelakosuv ishalich imoy betmimus. That's the going in your ways, walking with Hashem betmimus, walking betmimus like a little baby goes with his mother. And he knows, he's not worried. He just has to feed, that's all. He has to just do what he has to do, and everything else is taken care of. He's not worried. He doesn't have questions. Emma, why are we going this way? We're not going there. No, you're a baby. You, wherever your mother is, you go and you're comforted and you feel good. Okay. That's the basis of this whole sugya, of this understanding. And we for sure have to expand that and take this further. So Metzashim, that we'll deal with tomorrow. In answer to about 45,000 questions, yes, there will be a link from last night's shiur going out. We're just busy editing and fixing it up. And it'll go out sometime today. Wow, last night was unbelievable. Last night, we thought 500 people. We did a Zoom thing for 500 people. As far as we know, up to now, there were over 1,100 people that were touching on this shiur last night. So anyway, Baruch Hashem, it shows you what's on people's minds. Anyway, so...
Was it a live shiur, Rabbi Shiur?
It was very good last night. It was very, very...
Was this a live shiur?
Yeah, for sure. Last night's show was live, right from London. They even have Zoom in London. Can you imagine such a thing?
Rav Shir, do you know how many people listened in London? Was it the same number? When Rav Tatz gave the share in London, was it the same attendance?
I have no idea. Oh, no.
It was incredible that I was getting
people last night from France. We had people last night from France, Germany, Canada. England, of course, South Africa a lot, Israel, of course. It was unbelievable. I haven't been through the full list yet. I have to go through the whole list, but there's over 1,200 names on that list. A lot of complications, whatever. We have to go through it. But anyway, it's a very fascinating, idea. The shiur was very good. It was excellent. And there needs a follow-up. That was only the beginning. I think there needs to be a follow-up. I think he wasted a bit of time in the beginning. Not wasted, but he took a bit long, and then at the end it just got a bit that happens in shiurim, it gets a bit compressed. Baruch Hashem, we shut down that people couldn't interrupt him, because otherwise it would have been a disaster. There was some real horrific garbage coming out on the chat there, on the question and answers. There were two real nudnikim, so but yeah, that's always, every shiur has to have its kibitzer, but thank God I made the decision. I said there's no ways I'm letting Rav Tatz go on then, whoever wants to, because this is an open thing, it's not like you can throw the guy out. Anybody who wants to can come in and start chaperoning him, with this. So we did it in a way that no one could talk to him. I was enormously grateful when I saw the chats coming, Anyway, but other than that, it was really good. Oh, Hashem. Okay, fine. So to be continued tomorrow, Rav Hashem, and we'll try and get the link for that thing out. You can pass it on. You can give it to whoever you want.
Rav Shir, if it's possible, you should try and make it that the link is something where people have to also put their email address in to be able to access it.
Everybody's email address is from last night. We have everybody.
No, I'm saying that when we forward the share, if there's a way that we can gather.
That's too complicated. If you know how to do that, speak to Moshe Gottlieb and do it. Anikva, just for me to even have done what I did last night technically and deal with all this stuff, you can imagine the suggestions. That's one suggestion. Put your logo and do this. No, any kochle there. Let's just get it out, and whatever happens, it'll happen.
I can do that. If you have a copy of the video, I can put the Oravram logo and I can put the website on there.
No. We just want it out. Thanks. I appreciate that. My daughter also offered, but right now we're just sending it out, and whatever happens, we'll see. Maybe another time when we're back to normal. And I believe in keeping it simple. Just get it out there. People want it. Let them listen. It's not about Oravram. It's about getting people informed and intelligent, and hopefully they'll have cash with Rav Tatz, because they can email him now and whatever, and then maybe some Kiddush Hashem will come from it. Lilo and Lebel tell us that it's all of Raman, who's all Raman? What's it going to do? People are suddenly going to start flooding me with money and Talmidim are going to start, no, whatever, just let it go out there and let it do its job and do what its work is. That's it. I want people to know that the question about vaccinations and these things have nothing to do with your feelings and your opinions. It's got to do with Torah. There's got to do with Torah rules and regulations about how we process medical information, how you look at medical information, how you look at the world through Torah eyes. That's the toilet of this. So yeah, and I appreciate all this publication. I've never seen too much brocha in all that stuff, so that's why I just don't anymore. I used to advertise a lot, because I was persuaded to, but I'm from those, the old school that believes you just, you keep quiet, you go under this counter, ain't brocha b'dovash, there's no brocha unless it's hidden. I think we have to just, really too scary that there was, I was talking to 1,500 people last night, I don't want to do much more than that. This is nice, small little, under the radar screen. The hidden gem, that was everybody used to call Orav Rav. Why don't you publicize more? No, because then we won't be hidden. I want to be hidden. you know, because that's where you get out there. That's how people, yeah. Anyway, that's just my own whatever. Maybe I'm just old to change. I don't know. Anyway, have a wonderful day. And
see you again, Russia.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you.